here. And speaking of Alabama, assistant coach and one-time South Alabama head coach John Pelfrey on the line with us right now as they get ready to go to Kentucky for an afternoon game tomorrow. John, thanks for joining us. Good morning. How are you today?
Doing great, guys. How are you?
Wonderful. Let me ask you something. When you go back to Rupp Arena, do you still get that feeling? Any special feeling still exist?
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, for me, there's as much as I would like to make it another game, another business trip, you know, and certainly we do make it all about the kids, but it is still a little bit challenging for me from the standpoint. You got to remember, I played high school games in there as a sophomore, junior, and senior in a state tournament. Obviously spent 5 years there at Kentucky, was an assistant coach at Marshall in Florida, was a head coach at Arkansas. Now I'm back with Alabama. I also went in there as a broadcaster, so that building has been a big part of my life.
Coach, when you walk in that building, 1992, they retired number 12. Do you point up, do you tell the fans as you walk by them, hey, that's me up there, number 12?
Well, I tell you what happened, Coach. It's obviously, first of all, you know, when Coach Newton did that and Coach Pitino, you know, blessed it, it was just it's still kind of mind-boggling. It's very, very humbling. That was never the intention. The intention was just to go there and be a part. And then to have something like that happen to us, it's still the greatest honor that we've ever received in athletics, myself and my teammates. But, yeah, that was just a wonderful day and had a chance to go back there. And I still kind of look up there to see if it's still up there. But when we played there in Florida in 2014, when we won – we didn't lose an SEC game. We won the SEC tournament with the number one NCAA tournament overall seed. When I came into the building, Coach, you know, it was a big game and the whole deal. And, you know, Kentucky's trying to knock off Florida, blah, blah, blah. And it's at home. It's one of those big Saturdays, you know, game days there with Jay Billis and Jay Williams. And they're cheering me when I came in. And then we won the game. They're calling me Benedict Arnold when I left. They're like, you know, hissing and booing at me.
Okay,
it's a tough crowd.
I'm sure it is. Coach, I look at the top five, Auburn, Tennessee, Missouri, Florida, and Alabama. And the way the SEC schedule finishes, all of the top five, each school plays 3 out of 5 games on the road to finish the season. And I look at your schedule. You've got 3 out of 5 on the road, but you play 2 of the top 5 in the fact that you've got Auburn and Florida. How do you look at the finish here of this race?
Well, I think there's a couple of things that come to mind for us. You know, in years past, we're probably playing some teams that couldn't get us in. And then on top of that, we didn't do very well. We didn't win those games. This year is kind of the reverse. You know, we've got a tough week this week, or our next two games anyway, with at Kentucky, at Auburn, with two teams that obviously if we win, those are very, very good for our movement up the standings. Or having a chance to build our resume. Then you got two home games with Arkansas and Florida. You know, two teams that are, again, are going to build our resume and help us get up the standings. And then we'll have a tough challenge, like we did a year ago, you know, finishing A&M. So I think, Coach, even though it's really challenging, these are good teams. They're the teams that we're competing against to go to the same NCAA tournament, to compete for the same SEC championship. You know, that's the way you want it. And, you know, at this time of year, these wins feel like 2. And unfortunately, if you drop a home game, that loss feels like 2.
Coach, we got about 2 minutes. Very quickly, respond to what we're all hearing now with the FBI coming out saying that a number of Hall of Fame coaches and a number of major programs could be under scrutiny with this FBI investigation.
Well, you know, Coach, I have not had a chance to really, you know, dive deep into too much of that here. I know there's a couple of things that's come out here recently and stuff. And we woke up, you know, in the fall there, and the world was different. There's been an investigation going on for 2 or 3 years. Nobody knew about it. It's still, I don't think anybody's got an understanding of what actually is going on or where this thing is going to end up. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's going to be, you know, it's a sport that's, you know, it's unique. It's different with the recruiting, with our NCAA tournament, with March Madness. it's got a lot of fanfare and those types of things to us. And obviously, this year has made it unique as well, with possibly the worst investigation or scandal type situation regarding college basketball. I don't really, Coach, know that anybody's well enough versed right now to kind of give you an idea of where this thing now. I know if you are involved, you're one of those people, you're one of those schools, you're probably really, really uncomfortable right now. Just been very, very fortunate and blessed to be around a lot of good people and try to do the thing, the right way. And certainly nobody's perfect, but we'll have to wait and see where this thing ends up. But it doesn't look good right now. It's
Coach,
we're
running out of time. Good luck tomorrow. 2 p.m. CBS game on national television, and good luck to you and in the basketball program at the University of Alabama.